almost backwards. I should really have done Esog Nikla first. That comes first in the Gemara. I apologize about that. And Nikla is also a little more exciting. No, I know worked very hard on the Ron. It was a little more interesting than Psul Nikav, but it's not difficult, so we'll go through it, learn together. I have so much time to look it over today, so I'm learning it now also, somewhat fresh. So the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Beis, as we continue to go through the Psulim, we did Chazazis, we did Nitla Pidmaso, and now the next one is Niklaf. If Niklaf, some of the klipa, the skin, the shell of the esog, comes off. Niklaf, and then it's Pasul. And the Gemara says, Lamed Hamad Beis, Amar Rava, Hai Esroga de Aglid, Kehahina de Sumko, Kshera. An esog that aglud, the skin got shaved off of it, and it looks red like a tar. That's kosher. Gemara says, don't we say in the Mishnah, Niklaf is pasul? How is Rava coming along and saying this case of Niklaf is kosher? So lo kasher, haba kula haba miktasa. One case is where all of it was removed, and one case where some of it was removed and some of it was still there. One case is kosher, one case is pasul. So which would you say is kosher? Which would you say is pasul? So Rashi says, on the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Bekula, if it's entirely removed, the skin, Kshera, or Kasher. B'miktasa, if part of it is there and part of it's removed, Pasul de Menumarhu, because that's Menumar, as we said yesterday, Menumar is spotted. Because you have some that has a yellow skin, some you only see the white part of it, and that is a spotted Esrog, that's a problem. But if the whole Esrog is skinned, so then that would be Kasher, according to Rashi. Tosos argues here. Tosos, dear Masko, Habakula on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. He writes, he quotes Rashi, Pesh Bekuntris Bemiktasa Pasul Demechzi Kemnumar. When it's partially removed, that's possible because it's spotted. Rabbeinu Chananel Perish Ipcha. He says the opposite. Bekula Pasul, when the entire skin is removed, it's Pasul. Why? And this is key. Dilatrefos Midami Lebishmaisen. Because the Gemara, later on in a little bit, compares Esrog to Trefa. In that comparison, you have to ask, what's that comparison to Trefos? There, in Pnei Yeshua, in the reading inside, Pnei Yeshua says, what's the connection, that we didn't read the Gemara yet, but what's the connection of Trefos to an Esrog? So, I think this Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara, and the Rav develops, says, well, the same idea we mentioned yesterday, the whole idea of that an Esrog is like a carbon, and just like a mum, and a trefa would disqualify a carbon, so two trefas would be disqualifying for an esrog. So the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara again, which we didn't see, compares an esrog to trefos, and Rabbeinu Chananel takes it very seriously. And so, just like by trefos, if the entire thing is skinned, so too it would be trefos. So too by an esrog. So he goes on to say, "Vigavi trefos." So what's the din by trefos? Rabbeinu Chananel says, quoted in Tosfos. By trefos, ashkachan v'perek eila trefos, we find in the perek in Chulin, hagluda trefa. If it's entirely skinned, it's trefa. V'mnishtayr be'i kisela, if a sela, a certain amount, is remaining on the skin, kshera dehadribari. The fact that part of the skin still remains, I'm not even sure what organ it's talking about here, but part of it remains, so that skin could regrow itself and cover it up again. It has the ability to come back to life. Trefa is something that's dead. If it has no skin anymore, it can't come back to life anymore. So that's dead when it comes to trefos. But if it has a little bit of a skin, it can always regrow and recover it. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, but if it's miktsasa, right? If it's miktsasa, if some of the skin of the esrog is left over, so then it would be kosher because that skin could somewhat regrow itself and it's not considered a trefa. So it comes to Rabbeinu Chananel, he seems to like the link to trefos because the connection of esrog to karbanos. The big question lies in understanding Rashi. Rashi says again, if the entire skin is removed, it's going to be kosher. So the Meiri asks on Rashi, he quotes the two deyas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says, I don't like Rashi's shot. But he says, if you're going to remove the skin, it's impossible that you won't remove any part of the esrog. It's impossible you won't remove any part of the esrog. Yeah.
It consistent, meaning so that some part looks different than others. It might not all look the most beautiful, but it all looks the same.
No, I think you're right. He was hid there. But the question you have to ask for Rashi, why isn't it a problem of chaser, though? If you remove the skin, shouldn't that be chaser?
Well, what puts together, what part of it is chaser? That's the question.
Yeah, so?
So obviously Rashi must know that the skin has nothing to do with the chaser. Chaser is only if you're getting the actual fruit.
Right, for that's definitely part of it, 100%. So, do I have the picture book here again? Does the picture book show different types of skin? There are really two layers of skin on the esrog. Let's see if they describe it. This is the first half. Oh, here you go. Doesn't really describe the different layers of skin, I don't think, here. But there's that outer shiny layer of skin, which is it's really, I think, clear. If you scratch off this light layer of skin, you could still see the same color, yellow or green, whatever the esrog is. That's like the glaze on top of it. And then there's the other skin, the thicker skin, the green, that if you remove the green or yellow, you see the white inside. So the Miri says if you're going to scratch off some of that glaze on the outside, that see-through clear glaze, it's impossible that you won't remove some of the actual klipa itself. That's the Miri's concern. And the Yonos HaMil O'Neil quoted in the Miri says, no, on the bottom of the Miri says, it is possible to remove this glaze without actually removing part of the skin itself. Okay, but that's a very technical point. Fine. So the Ron says on the back here, not the Ron that you so know of. The Ron writes, right, so the Ron says we're talking about the thick layer of skin. Not the glaze, but the thick layer of skin. He says the thick layer of skin, that actually when you take a bite of it, that's where all the harifus, the sourness, comes from of some sort. He says, it doesn't make sense we're talking about that thick layer of skin, because that thick layer of skin is going to be possible mitin chaser if I remove that part of the skin. That, he first says that's what it is, but that's mitin chaser. And chaser, if you have a certain shear of chaser, that's going to be a problem. So therefore he concludes that no must be referring to the glaze on the outside. That's what the psul, what? They're arguing about. Well, the two days. So what's again? First, the Ron quotes is referring to removing the thick layer of skin, and then the Ron says no, but that would be chaser. Then he goes on to say no, you're removing only the outer layer, this light glazed skin, and that won't be a problem with chaser. So what's that machokes about? What Chaim basically said before seems to be that everybody holds that the glaze, the outer glaze on the outside, is not part of the esrog. That's pasha. The question, these 2 days in the Ron, they're basically arguing about whether or not this outer, the thick layer of glaze is part of, sorry, the thick layer of skin is part of the esrog itself or not. Right, so we didn't get to Nikov yet in that case, but I think someone says that it may be enough to even just go through that outer layer of skin. Some say how far does it go through? Does that have to go through just to the center? Does that have to go through just one side? They talk about this, the klipa, going through the klipa, if that's what you're getting at. I forget who says that. But again, these 2 days, and they're not arguing whether that thick layer of skin is really part of the esrog or not. The Rush also takes a stand on which skin we're referring to. The Rush in Perek Gimel, Simon Yud Zayin, he says, Niklaf is when... So you should lo nitel el haklipa ha'aduma. You only take the red skin. I'm not sure what he means by that. But lo nitel min halavan ima. But you don't take the white. The white is for sure the fruit inside. You only take the outer layer of skin. That's Shita's Rush. And the Rambam writes in Ches Zayin. Is niklaf hachitzon shelo? You take the outer skin. She'enu mechasro. You don't really be cause a chaser to it. Elo yishar yaro kimoshu briyaso. You remain. It's the green color or yellow color. It remains. Like he's referring to the outer glaze. You scratch off that outer glaze, but the color doesn't really change because that glaze was see-through. So he's referring to the outer glaze. The Rush says you remove the whole skin until you see the white inside, and the Rambam also says you are removing the. He argues to say you're only taking the glaze. So it seems like a very easy machlokes, like Chaim said, and the Brisker Rav in fact says this as well. He quotes his Rush and the Rambam, the Brisker Rav Sefer on Sukkah. And he basically says that they're arguing about whether or not this outer skin is part of the Esog or not part of the Esog. According to the Rush, if you remove the skin, the outer thick layer of skin, it's a problem of Niklaf, but it's not a problem of Chaser. Because the Rush thinks that the skin is not part of the Esog itself. And this is the Shitaso, the Rush we saw yesterday. But
the skin itself.
Not the glaze. We'll call the glaze the outer one, and the skin itself what we think the skin is. So the Rush is, if you remove the entire skin, it's not a problem of chaser. Removing the skin is a problem of niklaf, a different psul, maybe like Chaim was suggesting, perhaps hider. But it's not a problem of chaser, because the klipa is not, the skin is not part of the esog itself. That's the Brisker Rav, right? The Rambam who says, we're only referring to that outer glaze, but you haven't really changed the color, because you haven't really removed the skin itself, only the glaze you removed. Because the Rush, the Rambam would hold, if you remove the skin, that would be a problem of chaser. Because the klipa is part of the eser. So that's what they're arguing about. And the Rush, he doesn't point this out, so the Rush is l'shitaso. We saw yesterday that the Rush said, according to Rashi, that if you remove the ukats, the end of it, you remove the ukats of the esog, it won't be a problem of chaser. Because ukats isn't part of the esog. He says, mi didhave niklaf. Just like Niklaf, the lo mikre chaser de'ena klipa mechlal ha'esrog. Brisker Rav doesn't bring the raya for shita's rush. The Rush says explicitly, the simon before, that if you remove the klipa, it's not a problem of chaser, because the klipa is not part of the esrog. Explicitly, the Rush says that. So that's one way to explain this machlokes, Ramam Rush, whether the outer skin or not. What's another way to explain it? They might both agree that the klipa is not part of the esrog. Even the Rambam agrees the klipa is not part of the esrog. Well, what's the machlokas? Hider or chaser? I don't think so, because they're both going to agree also that it would potentially be a problem. No, I guess they're arguing. But they both agree the klipa is not part of the esrog. But they're arguing if the klipa, removing the klipa, would be a problem of chaser, though. So how would you say it then? So we said yesterday, we said the past couple of shirim, that chaser does not necessarily have to be that you're moving something that's actually part of the esrog. So we had, for example, chazazis. Chazazis, we had a problem. We said it was chaser according to one day in the Rush. And Evan had what do you mean? That's not chaser. Chazazis is a blister that develops, but it's not missing anything. We said chaser doesn't have to necessarily miss anything. Chaser could simply be just something like chisaron in the chavta itself. And we said yesterday also that according to the Ran and someone else, that even though the pitom is not halachically connected to the esrog, it's still going to be a problem of chaser if it falls off. Because chaser does not mean that it has to be missing from the esrog itself. Anything that is attached to the esrog and falls off is going to be chaser. So if the pitom falls off, it's chaser. Not because it's part of the pri, it's a separate entity, but it's physically connected. So to the klipa, although the klipa perhaps is not part of the pri, it's something independent, but the fact that it's mechubar to the pri, it's connected to the pri, would make it chaser. Yeah? No? Okay, fine. Yeah.
What's the svara of saying that if you take off the glaze, it's not chaser? I mean, that's the natural state of an esrog, is to have that glaze on it.
So
I don't even understand that, how you can say that's not chaser when it's missing a natural part.
No, so there's two things. One, first, if you understand chaser as only when the esrog itself is missing something, this glaze isn't part of the esrog.
It's the natural state of an esrog.
So who said that's the standards that we follow? Halachically, the klipa is not part of the esrog. For example, we saw sugya in brachos by Arla, that you're chayiv to take klipa, the skin is also chayiv in all the dine Arla to it. Only because there's a special gzeres kas of s to include something tuffel to it. But if they didn't have the special gzeres kas of s, you wouldn't have thought the skin was part of the dine of the Arla, only the fruit itself, the pri itself. the klipa, the skins, are something separate. There's a special because there's a kasuv to include it, but it's really separate. So although they are attached, the glaze is the natural state of it. It's not going to be part of the esog to constitute it as a kasuv.
Okay.
So again, the same issues we see from this again small sugya. Again, the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi are arguing about how to understand the Gemara's answer. Miktsasa kula is that which one's kasher, which one's pasul. Rabbeinu Chananel, quoting Tosos, wants to connect it to treifos. Perhaps the connection of the esog to behemah and karbanos, the same dinim as treifos, like we saw the Tosos Rid, who said that the chazazis appears on the behemah only when it's mechuber, when it's still alive, not when it comes off, when it's shechted. And Rashi, Rashi never seems to connect it to karbanos. Rashi always into the halil and the mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu approach. And then there was some issue within Rashi about how to understand chaser. Is chaser only things that are halachically part of the esrog, or things that they even may be attached, although it may be not halachically part of it? So that's the small sugya of esrog nikaf. Now let's move to psul nikaf. So psul nikaf in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says nikaf v'chaser kol shu pasul. If there's a hole and it's missing something, even a small amount, it's possible. And the question we should deal with is Nikav and Chaser two different psulim, or is Nikav and Chaser really one? Is Chaser really qualifying Nikav? That Nikav, in order for it to be possible, when there's a hole there, it has to be missing something also. Nikav alone would not be a problem. So Rashi writes in the Mishnah, he says, and we're like, oh, the Dibur Maskil Niklaf Nizdak Nikav V'chaser Kol Shu Pasul. He writes Nikav V'chaser Kol Shu Chadim Ilsa. It's one thing. The whole and the missing has to be one thing. De'ilu Nikav Lo Chaser. If it was a hole but wasn't missing any part of the esrog, although there's a hole in it, Shetacha B'machad, you stick a needle through, but you haven't really removed anything from the esrog, V'yotzia, and you remove the needle, then you take it out, Kasher, K'tikasani B'seifa, because the Seifa says explicitly, it's Kasher if there's a hole without a Chaser. So Rashi says these are one and the same thing. There's no psul of Nikav alone. Who argues on this, Noah? I think the Ran. So the Ran, the Ran writes, and Yud Zayin Amal Aleph in the Daf Yarif, Yesh Shapir Shubo Detrei Psulin Ninu. These are really two independent psulim. There's one psul of Chaser, and there's a second psul of Nikav. Shenikav Naka Mefulash Afa Pishenu Chaser. You stuck a hole through the entire Esrog, even though you didn't remove anything, it's not Chaser anything. O Shechaser Kol Shu Afa Pishenu Nikav. Or you remove part of the Esrog without it actually being a hole. They're two independent psulim. So what's this machlokas about? What? The Ran does reject it, but he quotes his shita though. And, and others do hold of this though. If not the Ran himself, there are other Rishonim. Yeah, the Ran does exactly. So what's his let's make clear the Rambam. The Rambam in, where's the Rambam again? No, same one. All the lists of the psulim regarding an esrog. So he writes, esrog shenikav nekav mifulash, an esrog that has a hole running through the entire esrog, kol shu, even a small amount, a tiny hole, possible. V'nikav she'enu mifulash, if it doesn't go the whole way through, im hayak ki'is, so this is all according to Gemara, we didn't read inside yet, oh yes, they're possible. If it's a fat hole, but it doesn't go the whole entire way through, that's going to be a psul nikav as well. And then he lists separately, chaser kol shu possible. If it's a chaser kol shu, it's a possible. He doesn't put them together. They're two different psulim. There's one nikav and one chaser.
But if it's a small thing that goes halfway through, it's kosher. No?
Yes. If it goes the whole way through, no matter how small the hole is, it's possible. If it goes only partially, it has to be a certain size. And if it's just a chaser, you remove part of that. Was all just making a hole, but not removing anything of the esrog. But then if you remove part of the esrog, take a spoon or however you want to remove it, and even the smallest amount is possible. The Riva there argues. The Riva says, Amar Avram, Zeh Shibush. Ela Nika Mefulash B'chisaron Mashahu. When it's a Nika Mefulash, when it goes through the entire Esrog, has to be, you have to have removed something. It has to have a Chaser. Sheinu mefulosh b'chisaron kisser. And if it's only partially through the esrog, it has to be missing even more, the size of an isar. But still, in the end of the day, you require something to be chaser. Rambam says psul nikav is just a hole without chaser, and the Rambam thinks you need chaser even by nikav. So what's this machlokas about?
What?
And so again, there's two shitas. The Rambam and Ravid argue. It's the same shita seems to be in the Rashi versus the shita quoted in the Ran. That psul nikav, this psul nikav to make a hole in the nesrog, does it require to be missing? Does it have to be missing something also? It has to be chaser along with it making a hole. It also has to be removing part of some of the esrog. Or a hole alone without even chaser would be disqualified as well. Does nikav need chaser also? So what's that machlok is about?
That interpret the Gemara. That interpret the mission.
Yeah, what do you mean? You're just saying the words out?
Just throwing them out there.
Throwing them out there? Okay.
That it could be that Europeans think that the whole problem of this psul is chaser, so then has to actually be missing something. But if you think that the whole problem is hadar, so as long as you just see that there's a hole there, and it kind of ruins the wholeness of the esrog, then it's your problem. That's what you think the problem of this psul is.
So I think that's what Chaim and Ellie were suggesting during Morning Seder, something along those lines, right? That, let's just, before even saying the Hiddur part, let's first raise the question, is Nikav a psul b'fnei atzmo, or it's really b'chlal chaser? Is it psul b'fnei atzmo, or is it chaser? So, the Ravid, and the Shita quoted in the Ran, who require chaser, Nikav is just the manifestation of chaser. It's not its own psul. It's a way of being mechaser and esog. You make a hole and you remove some of the esog. That's chaser. But the Rambam and the Ran himself and Rashi, not Rashi, I'm sorry, the Ran himself, the Rambam, that nikav is independent. It's an independent psul from chaser. And although the hole goes through, you don't need it to be chaser also. Nikav is a new psul. Doesn't require chaser. Now, what is that psul? So Yoni is suggesting that maybe Midin Hiddur. Now, we don't know, the Rambam doesn't tell us, no Rishon really talk about it too much, but L'chor, it's probably going to be a problem hidder. You have a hole that runs through it, and it's not so nice looking. The question on that, though, of course, is, we've been mentioning the past few days that psul hidder is only when it's recognizable to people. Psul hidder of a chazazis may only be when it's on top of the esog, where it's noticeable. And the chotem, where Rashi says it, where it's noticeable. So, is a tiny hole that runs through the entire esog, is that really noticeable? So I'm not sure, I don't think so. So I would say what you're saying, but I just don't know if you speak it out, if that really is going to really make sense. So what's another way to explain this machlokas? So it could be that really they both agree that the psul is chaser. Does that help anybody out? They both agree it's psul chaser. So we understand why the Ravid requires you remove some of the esrog, he requires some of it to be chaser for it to be considered chaser, because chaser means missing something. But what would the Rambam say?
It doesn't have to be literally missing something, just conceptually.
Exactly.
It's not fit, whatever, it's not complete or whatever.
Exactly.
Not that we didn't chaser, just the other way of understanding chaser.
Exactly. That we've explained now numerous times now that chaser does not have to be removing part of the esrog. Again, chazaz is like Evan was saying, chazaz is not missing any part of the esog, but it may be chaser. The pito may not be part of the esog, but it's still chaser. The klipa may not be part of the esog, yet it's still chaser. So too, a nik of a hole in the esog, even though it's not actually missing any part of it, it's all still there, nothing came out, that too will be chaser because it's something inherently wrong with this chavs as an esog.
The Ran has a more narrow view of chaser.
Exactly. The Ran is more narrow view that has to actually, lemaisa, be mamish, missing part of the esrog. So again, so we'll stop here. Again, that was a short shir. We did two quick psulim. But these ideas, again, I think we've seen the themes of all the psulim throughout this first half of the parak. And that, you know, the two big issues are how much are the psulim are mum carbon related, or no, they're just, you know, more, let's say, hiddur related, how to present yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then, how much is psul chaser din in actually missing something, or chaser really just something inherently wrong to the chavta itself? You have a question, Evan?
Yeah, I think the Mishnah, it fairly clear from the Mishnah that nekev is just for chaser, just a vehicle to get the chaser. Because they said if it is not chaser, then it's possible.
Right. So
if it's not chaser, then it's kosher.
No. You're right. So we didn't read the Gemara. The Gemara says, but that's really only if it's not mefulash. That line where it's nekev lo chaser, that's a case where it doesn't go the whole way through. But if it were to go the whole way through, the Gemara says, that would be a problem of nekev. Or if the size is larger than the kosher, so isar, even though it doesn't go through, that would also be a problem. So the Gemara and the Rishonim do. I don't want to get, it's very technical how to read the Gemara in light of that Mishnah, but they do deal with it. So, Mishnah Hashem, I guess Sunday, I forget what we're doing.